Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is a real estate market crash imminent? Five pros make predictions. But before we get started, just touching base with you guys. Exciting stuff is happening. We are in the closing process of a property in Tennessee, so we're pretty stoked about it. I'm going out there for a inspection and trying to nail things down and get ready for the eventual move. But some exciting stuff going on here. Yeah, just trying to get things kind of coordinated in the process. A lot of things going on, and I'll give you guys more of an update. But that's just some boring stuff about me. Let's get into the big topic here. Are we in the midst of a market crash or not? The housing market in the U.S. is a hot topic right now, and it has been. We've seen videos showing lines of people waiting to get into open houses. And my wife and I, as we were looking for homes going through this process, we lost out on bids, competitive bids on some of these properties that we were looking out in Tennessee. We've experienced kind of firsthand some of the massive competitiveness that's going on, and it kind of begs the question: is this a housing bubble? And if it is, when will it likely burst? If it will burst, that's a tough question to answer because nobody really knows for sure. However, you can look at the data and history of the housing market to get a sense of how things might play out in the months and years ahead. Regulations are a lot tighter. It's a different market today than it was in 2007, 2008. Now, I know it feels like a bubble right now, and perhaps it is a bubble. Housing prices are going up constantly, and it's fair to wonder how much longer families will remain in the market for a home. But there are some reasons why a bubble burst may not be as intense as you might think. The crash that began in 2007 is widely considered the most violent in U.S. history and is a reference point for many people watching housing prices skyrocket. The 2007 crash is still debated to this day. And while I won't try to pull apart all of the moving pieces, there are some important differences between then and what's happening now. First, there were systematic problems in the lending industry that primed the pump for what happened in 2007. Lending regulations were much looser, and banks approved people for mortgages who couldn't afford the payment. These mortgages were called subprime, and the percentage of subprime mortgages leapt from the mid-single digits in the early 2000s to 18% to 20% even between 2004 and 2006. Now, ultimately, many of these borrowers couldn't pay their bills, and the resulting spike in foreclosures began a chain reaction that crushed housing. The government tightened regulations following the financial crisis, and it's different now. Much harder to get a mortgage without having the appropriate income and credit score. This isn't to say that speculation can't pop up again, but the Dodd-Frank Act that came out of that period prevent those bad lending practices from reoccurring. The takeaway is, and I don't know that the housing market will crash without a major shock to the banking system, like in 2007 when people began rapidly defaulting on their mortgages. Historically, real estate has proven very resilient, with median home prices declining in just 8 of the past 60 years. Consider the housing crash in 2007, the peak of prices leading to a crash where there was roughly a 30% decline in prices at the market bottom. In other words, it took years for home prices to fall, and that was arguably the most violent crash in history. Could recession cause prices to drop? Sure. Almost every year that median home prices have declined in the past was during a recession. Mortgage rates are also rising, which makes financing homes more expensive and could even cool demand from buyers. At 4.7%, rates are still near multi-decade lows, but they have risen quickly in the last couple of months and aren't looking to slow down. Ultimately, you may need the demand for housing to fall in order for prices to fall. A recession or rising rates can have that effect, but nobody can know for sure when or how much. One of the unintended consequences of the housing crash in 2007 was that demand dropped so rapidly that home builders basically shut down. The recovery of housing starts took years following the crisis, and today it's estimated that America is short roughly 5 million single-family homes, you know, based on all kinds of estimates. And it's questionable, too, that the predictions in terms of just birth rates and things like that, as we've talked about recently. I know when Neil Bawa was on the show, that there may be an overestimate of what is needed. Home prices will likely peak when supply and demand meet in harmony, ideally, right? Which doesn't seem to be the case yet. It's hard to make that case as long as prospective buyers keep forming mobs of people trying to squeeze into an open house showing, and when sellers no longer can turn away buyers offering thousands over the asking price. We are definitely in a recession, and mortgage rates will likely keep rising, like buckets of water trying to calm the raging fire of home prices in the U.S. Nobody knows for sure what will happen next, but there are five experts in Market Watch that gave kind of their two cents about what they think is going to happen. Now, keep in mind, you know, we're moving into prime home buying season right now, where families rush to purchase homes before schools start up in the fall, right? And activity will likely only intensify as summer nears. Add to that the mass exodus that's happening in certain states, including the one that I'm exiting here, as well as places as New York and some other blue states that people are trying to escape the high taxes and high cost of living and some of the other challenges. Aspiring home buyers may have watched as mortgage rates in recent months rose, and so they are at historic lows, but they did see, you know, those interest rates coming back up. And that adds even more pressure to buy early. If rates are going to continue to go higher, people are going to try to buy those homes sooner than later. But what will happen to the housing market in 2022? So here are five sort of expert predictions of what could happen. Prediction number one, mortgage interest rates will rise. Okay, we already know that's already happening. We've seen rates rise in the early months of this year, 2022, and some pros say that it will continue. The Mortgage Bankers Association predicts that rates on average 30-year fixed-rate loans will hit 4.5 by the end of 2022, which is up from their 4.3 projection a month prior, according to the mortgage reports. Mortgage rates, and this is a quote from Holden Lewis, a home and mortgage expert at NerdWallet. He said mortgage rates will have their ups and downs in 2022, and I would be surprised if they end the year at 4.5 or higher. Another expert, Dr. Lawrence Young, a chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, expects rates to hover around 4% for most of the year. That was the first prediction about mortgage rates increasing. Prediction number two, expect less intense competition. If you're in the market for a home, take note. Some experts say this year may mean less competition. Indeed, Dr. Yun says that the combination of rising interest rates and rising house prices will push some would-be buyers out of the market, which may result in reduced competition after the summer buying season is over. Prediction number three, home price appreciation will slow. But just how much it will slow is up for debate, and to be fair, most pros expect it just to continue to rise, and these may be people with interests in real estate already, so it's kind of hard to get the objective viewpoint here. But recently, released research from Zillow shows that annual home value growth is expected to accelerate through spring, peaking at 21.6% in May before slowing to 17.3% in January of 2023. Fannie Mae says home prices will climb 11.2% throughout this year, followed by a more modest increase in 2023. But the National Association of Realtors, which surveyed more than 20 top economic and housing experts, predicts housing prices are expected to climb only 5.7% through the end of 2022. Bill Dallas, who is the president of Finance of America Mortgage, says he believes we'll continue to see the greatest levels of home price appreciation in rural and suburban markets where individuals can benefit from a stronger resurgent economy. He says, given some economic headwinds we see on the horizon, I believe home price appreciation will normalize in 2022, and home price growth will begin to more closely track inflation. Now, that's a key thing here is we're talking about the role of inflation. Another thing to consider, higher interest rates will force buyers to shop at lower price ranges so they can afford monthly payments. According to Lewis, affordability problems will slow home price growth to less than 10% this year. And he adds that with the Fed using its policy levers to push mortgage rates, look for home prices to increase more slowly as buyers are forced to shop at lower price ranges. Prediction number four is that pricier homes will be easier to get. According to Young data from the National Association of Realtors, homes priced at $500,000 and below are disappearing fast, while supply at higher prices has risen. There are more listings at the upper end, home prices above $500,000 compared to a year ago, which should lead to less hurried decisions by some buyers, according to Young. And the fifth prediction here, foreclosures will rise. Now, this is already happening. With mortgage forbearance programs coming to an end, experts say the reality is that some people will be unable to make their payments, particularly if they're out of work. Therefore, there will be some uptick in foreclosures, according to Young. Millions of people got mortgage forbearance during the pandemic, and those who remained in forbearance into 2022 are more likely to be suffering permanent financial hardships. Now, Lewis goes on to say when their forbearances end, they're less likely to be able to resume their payments and more likely to end up in foreclosure. Young adds that COVID devastation will also undoubtedly continue to contribute to changes in the market. And the terrible death toll from COVID will require housing adjustments, such as widow downsizing and estate sales. So those are some of the predictions of what may be ahead there. There is definitely a lot of movement going on in the market right now. I know watching it right now, as it's starting to build up for the big buy during the summer, is is going to slow down, and we don't really know what the overall result will be, but prices are still going up. We see that, and you may see that for a number of months yet, but there are a lot of indicators suggesting that there will be a cool down. Also, you know, the rise of foreclosures could have a major impact. So we're keeping our eyes on things here, and hopefully you guys are as well. Well, that's the show for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including some links, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode entitled, Is a Real Estate Market Crash Imminent? 5 Pros Make Predictions. Well, that's it for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.